Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie, Megan and Joe with your ADM Zedlines.
In local news, unions are warning that proposed changes to the state's building and construction code could lead to significant delays to the construction of the Olympic and Paralympic Games in 2036. The code changes would come under effect for government projects valued at $2 million or more and are alleged to conflict with some federal laws. Representatives from the CFMEU have said that the changes proposed by the LNP would throw the industry into confusion.
In national news, Aboriginal activist Ruth Langford, also known as Tiprathuna, has said that in her cultural obligation to, quote, protect lands that are being slaughtered in her ongoing battle against the Hobart Magistrates Court, the Yoda Yoda Daja Daja Wurrung woman was arrested in an anti-logging protest January last year and charged for trespassing against allegedly refusing police orders to leave the site. Miss Langford gave evidence on Wednesday that she has argued that her cultural duty to, quote, protect these lands and our slaughtered kin. She said that her elders did not detach land rights for human rights. The matter has been adjourned and further hearing will occur in September.
Victoria's regional rail network remains at a standstill following a nationwide telecommunications outage yesterday that stranded commuters. V-Line says today's morning peak services will remain affected with, quote, very limited replacement bus services operating. The cause of yesterday's outage was a software defect that caused time synchronization issues across Telstra's network. But whilst Telstra said the issue had been identified and resolved by 4 p.m. yesterday, V-Line services remained suspended overnight and into this morning, as the ongoing telecommunication issues means it is not safe to resume train operations. Victorian commuters are calling to make their rail system more resilient.
In international news, nearly 1,000 people in Michigan, USA have been diagnosed with a parasitic infection that can cause weeks of watery diarrhea, making it the largest outbreak in state history and one of the nation's largest in years. Michigan officials first announced the outbreak last week, and yesterday the state reported the number had grown to 922, including about 40 hospitalizations. The cause of the outbreak is Cyclospora, a microscopic spherical parasite that commonly causes watery diarrhea. Michigan officials are still investigating the potential source.
For your weather today, Brisbane is currently sunny with a nice chill. It's currently 12.5 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. There are no fire warnings and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.2, which is in the moderate band.
And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.